Well, I think it's very exciting, Mark. I mean, Freddy Gonzalez is coming in all guns blazing, really. Like he's set out real big plans for Finn Harps, and you know, obviously it all relies on being voted through by the members and everything. But I mean, it's like a lot of things, you know, when people come in with takeover bids and plans, you know, it's all about how it's going to affect the local club and the history of the club and all. But I think the situation that Finn Harps are in, and you know, if you go back over the last 25, 30 years, we've been talking about a new stadium for Finn Harps, and with his investment, you know, I think all the dreams and wishes of Finn Harps supporters could come true in the very near future with the investment and the plans that Freddy Gonzalez is going to bring to them.
And Freddie, he says his vision is to take Finn Harps to the top of Irish football and into Europe. From your experience of managing the club and being a player at the club, how ambitious is that? And maybe it's a fairly realistic long-term target for the club, is it?
I've often thought that, you know, the League of Ireland and the you know, with geographically where we're positioned up here in Donegal, and also like not just ourselves, but the likes of, you know, Derry City, Sligo Rovers, the provincial clubs. Like I think a strong League of Ireland needs the big teams from them areas, you know, and Cork City, Waterford. You need them clubs if you're gonna have a League of Ireland. Now it's a wee bit restricted in the fact that we currently only have a 10-team division. But with the plans that he has and, you know, the way that he wants to develop the club, I think there's been a lot of talk about this happening in the league with other teams as well, Mark. So if there was more investment, more people like Freddy Gonzalez, it may lead to an extension of the Premier Division and from its current guise of 10 teams to maybe 12. Like he's looking to compete at the top end, he's looking to qualify for Europe. But I mean, if you look at the Premier Division, the amount of big clubs that's there, and you know, you only have to look at the first division. I mean, you have Cork City down in the first division, but the big clubs that are vying for European positions year in, year out, you know, they've got a massive head start on Finn Harps. And you can have all the money in the world, but you must have structures. You must have be able to build a club. You must be able to bring players through. I mean, we look at what's happening with Derry City at the minute. You know, they appear to have all the money in the world, but they just can't get it right on the pitch. So there's a lot of things to take into consideration. I think first of all, they have to put a strong structure in place. You know, you can't build a house without solid foundations, and I think that's where Finn Harps are going to have to start. They're in a decent position in terms of the academy because there's a lot of work been done there over the last maybe 10, 12 years. So they're quite strong in that regard. But to have like an academy centre, which will lead to, you know, bringing players through and into a full-time setup, that'll be the aim, and that'll be the dreams of a lot of the young players in the academy at the minute. And it is an exciting time.
Yeah, so if you were to break down a few of the bits and bobs of what Freddie's been saying, he's talking about investing in full-time staff, improving the infrastructure, building the new stadium and eventually a state-of-the-art training centre. He's also set out a timeline of pushing for promotion next year and playing Premier Division football in the new stadium by 2028. So also one of the promises is, he was speaking to Chris there, one of his promises is to clear the club's debt and invest whatever the clubs need. So that alone would be a big thing to deliver, Anthony.
Well, that's a massive start, Mark. You know, you start off, you clear the debt. You're starting off with a clean slate, and as I said before, like, you know, we've been talking about this new stadium for 25, 30 years, and if he's hoping to be in the new stadium by this, and also be in the Premier Division by the start of season 28, you're talking at an 18-month timeline here. So it's going to have to be voted through quickly. He's going to have to get the green light. And then it's his action plan will come into play, and you know it's going to be very quick. If Finn Harps can turn it around and get a team challenging to be in the Premier Division in season 27, and you know finish top of the league in season 27, well, you know that's a big ask because of where they currently are. But again, investment's key, and bringing in the right players and you know, and attracting the right players and getting people to buy into the dream project that Freddy Gonzalez is setting up.
And slightly more long term, he's spoken about buying land and potentially building a Category 1 academy and a training centre, saying he wants to develop players in a similar way to some of the biggest clubs in Europe. He certainly doesn't lack confidence to be very ambitious about this project.
Yeah, but I mean, we look at the biggest clubs in Europe, you know, and if we're talking the likes of Manchester United and Liverpool and teams like that, I mean, they can bring players from anywhere. I know that now at the minute in Ireland, players can't leave until they're 18. But the biggest clubs in Europe are bringing the best young players from all over the world. You know, whereas the likes of Finn Harps, you know, we're going to be developing players locally, and while it's going to be brilliant for the players, like, you know, we've seen it over the years as well, Mark. There's very few. I mean, the percentage of players that come through academies and go on to have long-term careers in football, you know, is very small. But a full-time academy will certainly give players every opportunity to develop the potential that they have. And worst case scenario, it's going to develop players for the Donegal League and, you know, strengthen the local leagues as well. So, I mean, everybody's a winner if he can put this project in place.
And just finally on that subject, Freddie has been saying he's going to spend most of the year in Donegal, and he sees himself being involved with Finn Harps for the rest of his life. That is if he gets in, and he seems to be all in. From his chat with Chris there, is this something that you do expect to get voted through when the club members are asked to vote on Sunday, Anthony?
Well, I think that's going to be a big advantage for him. The fact that he's going to be based here, and he wants to be hands on. He's not going to be one of these owners that operates from a foreign country and is leaving the running of the club in the hands of others. And you know, to have amassed the wealth that he has, he's obviously a very clever and intelligent man. So it's important. I think it'll be a big selling point that he's going to be here. He's going to be hands on. He says he's going to be here for the long haul. And you know, he's all about getting family involved in the club as well. So if he can build that relationship with the people at the football club, with the supporters, I think it's a very positive sell.
So let's move on to the here and now. Harps play Wexford at Finn Park tomorrow night. Do you think this takeover talk will have any effect on the current team and their preparations for the game?
Well, if you were a local player, certainly for the local boys, I think it'll be a positive. It'll certainly be a positive for them, because they'll be hoping to be part of this new exciting project. You know, so that'll be the main advantage for the players that's there at the minute. But you know, I think once you know, from a playing point of view, takeovers and that, you know, they go to the back of your mind. They're so far removed from the football pitch. But certainly, as I said, like the younger players, like Gavin McAteer and that, and the local boys, you know, it's an exciting challenge for them to be part of the club and where they hope to be in the next few years.
Yeah, well, the form hasn't been great on the pitch recently, winless in 6 games, but they definitely showed a good character to come back last week and get a point against Athlone. What kind of a game are you expecting tomorrow night? And do you think Harps can get something out of Wexford at Finn Park?
Well, I think at home, Finn Harps, it's their best chance of getting points, you know, on what has been a very disappointing season, to be honest. We spoke many times now, Mark, and I think what Finn Harps have been, they've always, while they may not have been winning games, they've been drawing games or maybe losing by the odd goal, but you know, going back the last couple of months, they've lost a few games very heavy. You know, they've lost to Cork 4-0, they lost to UCD 5-0. You know, so they've got to get back to being solid and being hard to beat, and if they can get back to that sort of form where they are disciplined and defensively sound, you know, they've a good chance against Wexford, because while Wexford are in the top half of the league at the minute, you know, they've only won 7 games themselves. You know, I know Finn Harps have only won 4 games this season, but you know, it's it's a game where they've got to start their home form. They've got to start picking up points to creep away from 3D at the bottom of the league.
Yeah, we'll have live updates here on Highland from that game with Jimmy Doherty from the 7:45 kickoff tomorrow evening. Elsewhere in the First Division, league leaders Cork City make the short trip to play Cove in the Cork Derby. Bray Wanderers host Athlone and Kerry go to Treaty. Now, moving on to Premier Division matters, Derry City are back at the Brandywell, and Anthony, they got off to a good start last week, beating Drogheda 2-0. That was a very important result on their first night back home.
Yeah, it's a huge result for them with their first night back at the Brandywell, and you know, their last game at Celtic Park as well, they had a fantastic victory against Bowes, and you thought that was going to kickstart them, but then they go to Galway and they get beat, and but then they back that up with a very well and hard earned fought point down at Shamrock Rovers. So again, going back to what we've spoke about probably over the last couple of seasons, Mark, the most consistent thing about Derry City is their inconsistency. And but it was so important that the first night back at the Brandywell, with all the unrest that is around the football club at the minute, that they got off to a good start and give the fans something to cheer about, because they've been very disappointed with the way the season has gone, and it started to show in the numbers going through the gates. So it's important that they try and bring the supporters back to the Brandywell.
Yes, and tomorrow night, Bottomside Waterford are the visitors. It sounds like a fairly straightforward fixture and one that Derry City should win at home, but Waterford have been somewhat resurgent recently. They've picked up a couple of wins in their last four games under a new manager, but with that being said, do you still expect Derry to pick up another win?
You would expect it, but there's no guarantees when Derry City's involved. You know, you would expect them to beat Waterford, and they beat them this year at the Brandywell already 4-2. But I mean that was a game. I think they were 2-0 down that game, Mark, and they came back with late goals. So you know, while on paper you'd think it should be a straightforward 3 points, Waterford have improved. They're getting closer to Sligo. They're only 3 points behind Sligo now, so there's an incentive for them to catch Sligo and get off the bottom of the table.
And next week is a big week for the club as well. They're away to CSK Sofia in the Europa League qualifying, so it's important that they do take a bit of positive momentum into those couple of games, because they'll be tough games against CSK.
Absolutely. Again, but you know, it's one of them. With Derry, it's very hard to call and what way they're going to play, because what they do, again, on paper, they have a lot of quality in their ranks. It's just about setting up and delivering on the pitch. And again, the Derry City players, they do have experience of playing in Europe, so they will know what they expect going out to Bulgaria. But it's a big, big ask to go there and try and get a result, Mark. But they will be hoping to go into the game on the back of a positive performance and result against Waterford.
Yeah, and elsewhere in the top flight tomorrow, top of the table, Shamrock Rovers are away to Sligo, St Patso's Galway, Shelburne are at home to Dundalk, and Bohemians are away to Drogheda United. Anthony Gorman, thank you very much for joining us. As always, appreciate your thoughts on that potential takeover at Finn Harps, and enjoy the football this weekend. We'll be chatting soon, all right?
Thanks a million, Mark. Talk soon. Cheers.